latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester City headlines. Gabriel Jesus' mother will fly in from Brazil early next month to ensure a smooth introduction for her son to life at Manchester City. The Palmeiras striker agreed a £28 million switch in the summer, and some of his immediate family will also be coming to live with him over in England. It's understood his mum, Vera Lucia, will be accompanied by Italian power broker Giovanni Brancini to sort out the final living arrangements for the exciting teenager. Jesus asked to remain with Palmeiras until the end of the Brazilian domestic season, which finishes the first week in December. And the Samba starlet, who turned down Barcelona and Manchester United to join City, looks poised to be rewarded for his loyalty with a title medal. Palmeiras topped the present rankings in Brazil by 6 points with just 4 games to go. City insiders insist Jesus will be allowed to settle in after the Christmas period has elapsed. They've taken a step back to let the teenager focus on helping his boyhood club, and Pep Guardiola is aware the player's mother has a pivotal role to play in making sure he comes to grips with life in the Premier League as quickly as possible. On the transfer front, reports claim that Barcelona have joined Manchester City in the race to sign Borussia Dortmund midfielder Julian Weigl. The 21-year-old has become an integral member of the first-team squad at Dortmund since he arrived in 2015. His form has attracted the interest of City boss Guardiola, and Dortmund are bracing themselves for interest in the German. Paris Saint-Germain are also well aware of the promise shown by Weigl, and reports in France have suggested they're ready to make their move as well in the summer. However, Spanish newspaper El Mundo Deportivo has revealed that Barcelona reckon Weigl would be a suitable partner for Sergio Busquets in the centre of their midfield, and they're about to make their move. City scouts have been active over the current international break as well, with one present to watch Montenegro's under-19s lose 2-1 to Croatia on Monday. Some very talented players in that Croatian side, including Branimir Kalajic, a young Benfica centre-back.